Okay, so we're ready, running a little late over here, but let's at least get started in the sugya of Haseba. So we're going to start with Daf Kuf Ches. We're going to follow along the same sugyas pretty much that the high school is doing now, where we're going through the sugyas relating to the Seder, at least up until Pesach. And then after Pesach, we'll move on to different sugyas. But until Pesach, we're going to try to do the Seder-related sugyas. So on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, at the two dots, the Gemara says, "Vafilu Ani Shebisrael Lo Yochel Ad Sheyesav." Even an Ani Shebisrael, no matter how poor a person is, he should make sure that he leans. He should not eat unless he leans. So Itmar, says the Gemara, "Matzah Tzarech Haseba, Marar Ein Tzarech Haseba." To eat matzah, you need to lean. To eat marar, you don't need to lean. So what does that? What does that mean? To eat marar Ein Tzarech Haseba. What if you want to? Is it okay? So it sounds like Ein Tzarech. You don't need to. So there's an interesting discussion actually in Chronim. I think Leket Yosher has such a line that you're not allowed to lean by marar. And it's somehow is an isser. So you should keep that in the back of our minds as we begin to analyze the nature of the mitzvah of Haseba, why it would have to be monea us from leaning by maror, or maybe not, or maybe that you just don't need to, but if one wants to, one can. So matzah tzarech Haseba, matzah does need, maror does not need. Also, what we're going to have to discuss over here is, what does that mean, it needs Haseba? Matzah needs Haseba. Does that just mean tzarech lahaseb while eating matzah, or that somehow matzah needs it, that in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, haseba is necessary for the mitzvah? And this is the major discussion in the Achronim, in the Rishonim rather. Is haseba a separate mitzvah from each of the mitzvahs that we do haseba during, or is haseba part of each of those mitzvahs? Meaning, the mitzvah is not to eat matzah, the mitzvah is to eat matzah behaseba. And if I eat matzah without a seba, I didn't do the mitzvah of matzah and a seba. And therefore, I would need to eat again, because you need to do the mitzvah of matzah. Or do you say, no, matzah itself doesn't need a seba. You don't need a seba in order to be able to do the mitzvah of matzah. You get the mitzvah of matzah when you eat matzah. It doesn't matter whether you're leaning, standing on your head. It doesn't make a difference. You get the mitzvah of matzah. What you might not have gotten is the mitzvah of Haseba. So that's also something we're going to have to discuss. That is a serious discussion in the Rishonim. Yayin, what about wine? So the Gemara says, Itmer Shreder of Nachman, Tzarech Haseba, Vitmer Shreder of Nachman, Ein Tzarech Haseba. We have conflicting reports from Rav Nachman, whether wine needs a seba or wine does not need a seba. Now, generally speaking, if we have conflicting reports about what somebody says, so generally speaking, only one of them could be right. When you have conflicting reports about what somebody said, we would not apply Eli Ve'el Divril Kim Chaim. Rashi, Maseches Ksubos, a very Yesodistic Rashi in the Sugya of Eli Ve'el Divril Kim Chaim. If you ever want to know anything about the Sugya of Eli Ve'el Divril Kim Chaim, Rashi Ksubos Daf Nun Zayin is one of the most critical sources in that Sugya. Why? Because Rashi limits Eli Ve'el Divril Kim Chaim in a very important way. When you have a machlokas, says Rashi, whether something is mutar or aser, whether something is pater or chayiv, when you have such a machlokas, we could say both shitos in Tanayim, both shitos in Amorayim, elu ve'elu divrei elkim chayim, that they're both correct in some way or another. La halacha, we're going to have to paskin like one of them, but they're both really, really correct. That's the concept of elu ve'elu divrei elkim chayim. However, says Rashi, when the machlokas is about what did somebody say, that I heard Rav Nachman say that you need to lean. Oh, well, I heard he said that you don't need to lean. Well, then we cannot say Eli Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, because he only said one of them. He couldn't have said two contradictory things. When you have a machlokas about what somebody said, we would not say Eli Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. And l'chora, Rashi would say that it's not only true about a machlokas about what somebody said, but any machlokas about metzius in general. Anytime you have a machlokas about facts on the ground, what happened, what occurred, what is there, so any, they can't both be correct. Either the facts are one way or the facts are another way. Eilu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim is a rule when you're dealing within the world of halacha. When you're dealing with, when do I view this through the halacha, the prism of halacha, like something that's mutter, or does my conclusion, does my halachic view lead me to a conclusion that it's aser? So they could both be correct, because halacha is broad enough to fit multiple viewpoints. But when it's a metzius, it's a reality, it's something that happened, something that didn't happen, we would not apply Eli Ve'el Divrei Elokim Chayim. Now, this is irrelevant to our Gemara at the end, because our Gemara goes through and says, V'lo pligi, habitarti kasa kamay, habitarti kasa basrai. In our case, it is Eli Ve'el Divrei Elokim Chayim, because Rav Nachman, they're not arguing about what Rav Nachman said. Everyone agrees that Rav Nachman said both things. That Rav Nachman said that for some cups of wine, you need a seba, And for other cups of wine, you don't need a seba. There's no machlokas. Rav Nachman definitely said you need a seba for two of the cups of wine, and he definitely said that you don't need a seba for the other two cups of wine. So there's no machlokas here at the end of the day. Lo pligi. It's not even a machlokas, so we don't have to get into a levi. Yeah?
So is this the makor for... We're seeing halacha, so when you have the Ashkenazi opinion halacha, the Ramah, and you have the Shulchan Aruch, Rashi said you would apply a levi levi.
Yeah.
So Rav Avadya doesn't apply that.
Surely he has a levi levi levi.
Rav Avadya is very much like...
Why? He thinks Sfardim should follow the Sfardic Psak, but he thinks Ashkenazim are Yotzim Biad Rama. Ashkenazim should follow the Shitas of the Rama, certainly. There are a few cases where he says that he disagrees about what the Ashkenazic Psak is. And all the Ashkenazi Poskim think that the standard Ashkenazi Psak is that a woman makes a bracha on a lulav. Rav Avadya says, oh yeah, but the Chacham Tzvi and Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and he shakes out a couple of others, you know, Ashkenazim, who say that a woman doesn't make a bracha on a lulav. Okay, so he thinks that even Ashkenazi psak should be different. But he does acknowledge in general that Ashkenazi psak is different than Sephardi psak. And that's fine.
That's correct for Ashkenazim.
Yeah, that's correct for Ashkenazim, exactly. He's not, he even has a suffix, a very fascinating suffix. What about for Sephardim? What if the Mechaber doesn't say anything, and the Ramah does, and then you find other poskim that disagree with the Ramah? Is the Ramah just another posek to Sephardim? Meaning, let's say you have a machlokas Ramah and the Shach. So the Ramah and the Shach the same for Sephardim? Or do you say, no, in the Sephardi world, you would say, Maran Beit Yosef, and then next level down is Ramah, and then the next level down is everybody else. Meaning, would Ramah mean something even to Sephardim? So that he's not sure about. That he raises a suffix that maybe even for Sephardim, the Ramah means something. Yeah?
Rami Merzel told me that in that film, the Shoni Lachos, that Rav Chaim writes that every posting, every Pesach Halacha from the Shofar Ramah, and that's the only that the Mishnah Berurah, right? That it's like Kikilu Anshli Knesset Hakadol to Rami Kilu. Kikilu Pesach from the Anshli Knesset Hakadol. Maybe that's a way to learn off that. I think Ramah is also for starting when Shofar Ramah don't argue with Rav Chaim.
Right. Interesting. Okay. Good. Very good.
Hakdamashir.
Okay. I never learned the Sefer Shana Halacha, so I should feel weird giving a Hakdamashir about a Sefer I never learned. Maybe I should learn the Sefer. So we're not sure. So we know what Rav Nachman said. We know that Rav Nachman says that two kosos need a Sefer, two kosos don't. So the Gemara says, okay, great. Which two? Which two need a Sefer, which two don't? So the Gemara says, well, let's try to figure it out logically. Which two do, which two don't? So the Gemara says, you could so you could explain it in either direction. It's logical to say the first two kosos need a Sefer. Why? Why would you lean by the first two kosos? So what does the Gemara say? Because during the first two kosos, what are we doing? What are we doing in the Seder? During the first two kosos, in between the first two kosos, and when we're drinking the first two kosos? We're Mesaper Bizias Mitzrayim. Exactly. So that's the time you should leave, because we're telling about the story, about how God freed us. We're talking about right? We're talking all about it, the Nisim by the Yamsuf. We're telling the whole story. That's when we should leave. So that's one, as opposed to the last two kosos, the Gemara is an expression, Maida hava hava. What happened? What are we going to get worried about that? It's already over. Maida hava hava. Why would we lean now? It's old news. Isn't it always old news? Meaning, first two kosos, it still happened centuries ago, no? Millennia ago. So isn't it always old news? Why isn't it old news at the beginning? So it's important to realize, on the Seder night, we're not just telling a story. On the Seder night, we have to, part of the mitzvah is to relive the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have to feel like it is happening to us. And we tell our children, as if it happened to me. That's, and we relive it each night, each year in the night of the Seder. So it's not old news. But once we're free already, once we're past the first two kosos, so then we're free already, then it's already old news. Then we say, Madavada. That might be one of the chilukim. You know, they say from Reb Chaim, B'Shem Reb Chaim, that there are three differences between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim that applies throughout the year, and mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in the night of the Seder. All the Talmidim Reb Chaim say that he has three differences. but they all argue about what the three differences are. There are like seven. So, you know, one person has these three, and someone has another three. But one of the differences might be that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is you're telling a story. We're remembering something that happened many years ago. Sipurei Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're not talking about something that happened many years ago. We're describing something that we're going through right now. That's Sipurei Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we don't say Maida Hava Hava in the first two kosas, but the last two kosas, it's already Maida Hava Hava. Good. That is the svar to say to me in the first two kosas. What's the svar to say we should lean during the last two kosas? So the Gemara goes on to say, well, the svar to say to lean during the last two kosas is that during the first two kosas, Akati Avadim Ayinu Kamar. We're still describing Avadim Ayinu. How could we lean? It's still happening. The process is still going on. We're not free yet. We're only free once the process is over, once we're up to the last two kosos. So the Gemara says, you know what? We have equally compelling logic to tell us to lean in the first two kosos and tell us to lean in the last two kosos. But one thing we know for sure is that Rav Nachman only requires leaning by two of them, not by all four. So what should we do? We don't know which ones to do, which ones to lean for. Should we lean the first two? Should we lean during the last two? So says the Gemara, Hasha dit marachi, dit marachi. Once we have it, one we have a svar to say in one direction, a svar to say in the other direction, edividi bo aseba. So we lean for everything. We do aseba for all dalit kosos. Good, that's the conclusion of the Gemara. So the major kasha that all the Rishonim and all the Achronim ask, Haseba, din daraisa or din darabanan? Maybe that's worthy of its own shir. Why have a pashtus, haseba, darabanan? It's purely a din, mi darabanan. Do we have a milchas asher and psachin here? Do you know if we have a milchas asher and psachin in this medrash?
Where's the
milchas asher? We have the psachim spachin, maybe. Right, Balsam often has it in his pile or his box. Okay, sorry, we'll take a look at it tomorrow. So he discusses the exact nature of the and level of the chiyuv of Haseba. But okay, sorry, no, that's not it. Much bigger. It would be much bigger. He discusses the exact nature of the chiyuv of Haseba. But pashtus is, it's a davar pashut that Haseba is drabana, right? So whenever you have a din, you have a suffix about a din drabanan, what's the rule? Suffix drabanan lakula. And what do we have over here? We have a suffix whether you need a seba in the first two kosos, last two kosos, we're machmir, and we lean by all four. So that's the kasha that everybody asks. So let us work our way. Yeah, before we get to the famous Ran, there's a Ran that gives two answers, and they're very famous answers, and they apply broadly throughout all other areas of halacha. Before we get to that Ran, before we discuss anything about that Ran, let's take a step back and try to understand what exactly the mitzvah of Haseba is. Meaning, like we said before, is the mitzvah of Haseba a mitzvah within each and every, is it part and parcel of each and every mitzvah in the night of the Seder? Or is Haseba a separate mitzvah? You have a mitzvah of matzah and a separate mitzvah called Haseba. So if you look at the Rush in Simen Chaf, in the back of your Gemara, I don't think I have it in the Marmot Chumash, the Rush writes as follows. After going through this Gemara, the Rush says, going through both Svaras, Vim achal below Haseba, lo yatza. If a person eats without a seba, eat matzah, let's say, and you didn't lean, you're not yotze. Kedam Rav Shuvan Levi Hashem Shachal Gazayis Matzah Shumesav Yotze. The Gemara is going to say that if the waiter eats matzah while he leans, he's yotze the mitzvah. Mesav in lo mesav lo. Only if he leans, but if he doesn't lean, he's not yotze the mitzvah. What mitzvah is he not yotze if he doesn't lean? So Pasha Zachidus Matzah. What else could you say it might mean? Haseba. Maybe he's Yotzei Matzah, he's just not Yotzei Haseba. V'machal below Haseba, yachzor v'yochal b'Haseba. And if he ate without doing Haseba, eat again. Eat again? If I already got the mitzvah of matzah, what value is there in eating again? Elamai, you didn't get the mitzvah of matzah. Eat again. V'chein b'kos rishon v'sheni. Im lo shasa be'aseba, yachzor v'yishta be'aseba. First two kosos, if you don't drink with aseba, drink again. Av b'kos shlishi or revi, im yishta yoser nir kamos v'ala kosos. You can have a problem with the third and fourth cup. If you drink again, it's going to look like you're doing baltosif, that you're drinking more than dalet kosos. But he says, there's still an argument to make that you would have to drink even the third and fourth kos again, because maybe it didn't count for anything. If you eat something that needs a seba without a seba, you drink something that needs a seba without a seba, do it again. You're not yotzei the mitzvah. Good, that's what the Rosh says. Sounds like the Rosh holds that it's not that we have two mitzvahs, a mitzvah of matzah and a mitzvah of a seba. And if you ate matzah without a seba, you did matzah, you just didn't do a seba. It sounds like it's a detail within each and every mitzvah. That Haseba is a detail within the mitzvah of matzah, and if you did matzah without a seba, you didn't do matzah. You didn't do the mitzvah of matzah. The problem is, if you can say that it's a detail within each and every mitzvah, what are the four questions that we ask on the night of the Seder? Manishtana? No, what do we ask in Manishtana? So we ask Chametz Matzah. Shara Yirakos. Right, so we ask about matzah, we ask about mara, we ask about madbilin, and mesubin, and about a seba. Kulanu mesubin. Well, wait a second. If it's really just part of the mitzvah of matzah, it's part of the mitzvah of dalet kosos. So what's the kasha of kulanu mesubin? Kulanu mesubin is the same. Why would we give that its own spot? So the truth is not the strongest kasha in the world, because the Manishtana is written from the perspective of someone who doesn't know what's going on. And he notices a lot of weird things. So one of the weird things he'll notice is that people are sitting funny. He's not alamdin asking the questions, oh, well, wait a second, that's part of the mitzvah of dalet kosos, that's part of the mitzvah of matzah, so I already covered it in my matzah question. So the fact that that it's already covered in the matzah question, l'chora, is not such a big deal. Take a look at the Gemara in Brachas, Taf Lam Zayin and Beis. Brachas. Katalin Brachas. Says Gemara in Brachas, Taf Lam Zayin and Beis. Source number 4. Titania. Haya Omer Makrav Menachos Birushalayim. Omer. Baruch Shechiyanu Vekimanu Vigyanu Lazman Azeh. Person who's bringing carbon minchon Yerushalayim, Shemeka Brachas Shechiyanu. Not on the Achla and Mevarech Motzi Lachem Min Aretz. You're going to eat the carbon mincha? Good. Make a bracha. Motzi Lachem Min Aretz. V'taniyala v'kulan posusan kezayis. You should crumble them up to the size of a kezayis. Amalei Abayis, Abayis says, El me'ata l'tan d'be Rabbi Shmuel d'amar porchan ad shemakzirun l'siltan hachinami d'lo bayi bruchei amotzi lechem in aretz. Wait, does that mean to say that the only reason you make hamotzi is because you only crumble it to the size of a kezayis? But if you really crumble it so much that it becomes like flour, you crumble it all the way that it becomes like flour again, you wouldn't make hamotzi? V'chiteim hachinami. And if you're going to say, yeah, in hachinami, you won't make a hamotzi if you crumble it up like flour. V'atanya, but don't we learn in a b'raisa? Lakat mikulan kezayis v'yachlan im chametzur anosh kareis v'im matzuhu adam yotze bo yudei chavasa bepesach. That if you take your carbon mincha matzahs and you put together a kezayis of crumbs of your carbon mincha, if the carbon mincha that you're bringing is chametz, which is rare, most of them are matzah, but if the carbon mincha that you're bringing is chametz, and you eat that on Pesach, chayv kares, chametz on Pesach. And if it's matzah, adam yotzi bo yidei chavasa, yotzi yichiv of matzah, on Pesach. If you happen to eat your carbon mincha. Well, let me ask you something. When you eat your carbon mincha, are you leaning? Is there a chiv haseba? I don't know if any chiv haseba when you're eating korbanos. So pashtus is you're eating it the way anyone would eat a korban mincha, not leaning. And yet, what does the Gemara say explicitly? V'im matzahu adam yotzei bo yidei chavasa bepesach. You yotzei the chiv. So it sounds from this Gemara that one can be yotzei the chiv of matzah even without leaning. If you can't be yotzei the chiv of matzah without leaning, then you should not be yotzei when you eat the kezayis of matzah of korban pesach of a korban mincha. So that's a problem for the Rosh. It's one challenge in the Rosh. Now the Rambam says different from the Rosh. Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Matzah says the Rambam Lefichach Kishesoir Adam Balayla Azet Sarach Lechov Lishos V'Mesav Derecheres. Every word in this Rambam is hugely important. When a person Kishesoir Adam Balayla Azet, when one has his meal on this night, Sarach Lechov Lishos V'Mesav Derecheres, he has to eat and drink while leaning Derecheres. When? Matzah, talakosos, when? Sounds like everything, right? V'kal echad v'echad, bein anashim bein nashim, chayiv lishtos b'layla zahar b'kos shal yayin in punksim men. Everyone needs to have at least talakosos, no less. V'afilu ani amispardis min atztaka, lo yivchasu lo me abrakosos. No matter how poor you are, you gotta have at least talakosos. Shir kol kos man revius. Every kos has to be revius. So the Rambam, when he defines the mitzvah of Heseba, talks about the Suda. You're eating the Suda on the night of the Seder. You're still a Seba when you're eating the Suda. Yes, the Rambam certainly does quote that you have to do it during Matzah, and you have to do it during Dalakosos, and not during Marah. Fine. But when he's defining the Chiyuv, Kishesoir Adam Balayla Hazeh. When you're eating your Suda on this night, that's when the mitzvah is. Now, according to the Rush, that it's a Chiyuv within each and every mitzvah, would you ever formulate it that way? Well, what would the Rosh tell you? When you eat matzah, the part of the mitzvah is not matzah. The mitzvah is matzah be'aseba. The mitzvah is not dalakosos. The mitzvah is dalakos be'aseba. It's the nature of the mitzvah. So there's a very famous comment of the Brisker Rav. Yeah?
There
wouldn't be ma'ake. Okay. As long as you had su'uda at some point with Haseba.
Right.
Good. Let's see the Brisker Rav. This Brisker Rav is like if you ever learned in yeshiva, you need to know this Brisker Rav. So remember this for the rest of your life because you need to. It's like Brisker Rav and in Haseba. Rabbi Simon used to say, when I was in Rabbi Simon's shoes, if someone stops you on the street and says, do you know the Brisker Rav? And they'll say, you'll say no. They'll look at you like you're crazy. Stop you on the street and you don't know the Brisker Rav. Because that happens all the time. So, yeah, baby and brisk. Yeah. So, midivrei Rambam ha'ilum mevor. The mitzvah seseba yimitzvah b'fnei atzma. Sheyochal v'yeshav b'lai la'zev v'meisav derecheres. From the Rambam, it sounds like it's its own independent mitzvah. Haseba is separate from all the other mitzvahs halayla. Ella de chachamim kavu lemitzvazu b'shas achilas ha-matzah shtiyas arba kosos. It's just that the chacham thought that the best time to do this mitzvah is when you eat the matzah and when you drink the kosos. Aval kol panim mitzvah b'fnei atzmahi v'lo midinei ha-mitzvah shal matzah arba kosos. But it's certainly its own separate mitzvah. It's not part of the mitzvah of matzah or part of the mitzvah of dala kosos. Ugetel chazinan de gam b'shar echilas v'shtiyas v'mheisav v'reza meshubach. And the raya is that the Rambam writes explicitly that even when you eat everything else that night, and you're eating your suda, you're eating your chicken, you're eating your kugel that night, and you lean hareza meshubach, that's good. That's also a kiyum of the mitzvah of Haseba. According to the Rosh, l'chora, that's no kiyum of the mitzvah of Haseba, because the mitzvah of Haseba is dafka during matzah, dafka during dalakosos. Dahainu demikri kiyum shel Haseba. So clearly the Rambam views Haseba as independent. And it's shayach to all his eating and drinking that night. It's just that you're only mechuyav to do it during matzah and dalet kosos. Aval be'ikr dina, ein le'inyan in mitzvah sachilas matzah v'shtiyas arba kosos klal. But as far as what Haseba is all about, it's not about matzah, it's not about dalet kosos, just that they were koveya, that if you have to do Haseba anyway, the best time to do it is matzah and dalet kosos. Ulefize im achal matzah, o shasa arba kosos, below Haseba. If you eat matzah, you drink talakos without a seber. So what's the Rambam going to say? Do you have to eat matzah again? The Rambam would say, no, you did matzah, you just didn't do a seber at that point. So you'll do it at another point. Ein kan shum griusa ba mitzvah shel achilas matzah or arba kosos. You're not missing anything in your matzah or dalakosos. Rectal key mitzvah seba, she mitzvah nefredas legamri. Unihi, I don't know what that typo is. I don't know what that word's supposed to be. B'tosus p'sachim daf kufches nistapku imshachach velohesev imyachsev v'yishta. Tosus raises the question, what if you didn't lean during dalakosos? Do you have to drink again? That's our Tosus over here. If you didn't lean, do you have to drink again? Tosus dibra maskel kulhu. He says, v'kol dalakos tzrichim aseh b'shashtiyah v'tzorachin imshachach velohesev imyachsev v'yishta. Especially in the third kosher, where you're not allowed to drink between the third and the fourth, would you need to do a seba and drink again? The Rush we saw says, the Rush says, you're not yotzeh if you ate matzah without a seba. From the fact that the Rush says that, you see he holds the opposite of the Rambam. That the mitzvah of a seba is part of the mitzvah of matzah and dal kosos. The ilav achi amai lo yotza. If it were not part of the mitzvah of matzah and dal kosos, why wouldn't you be yotza? Va'od dilvi masha kasafti harei lechoru lo shayich klal shiachsu v'yochel v'aseba. Kivin defar kiyem mitzvah sachtilis matzah b'shleimus v'ein b'shum griyus of masha achlo b'aseba. He says, according to the Rambam, if you want to eat another kazayis of matzah b'aseba, does that help? Chorah shouldn't even help. It doesn't even do anything. It doesn't even accomplish anything. Let's say you want to be machmir, according to the Rambam. I realize, oh no, I drank two of the dalakos without a seba. So, okay, I'll do it again with a seba. Does that help? Chorah, not. Because you already did the dalakosos. So leaning is not going to help you now. Leaning is part of leaning is only supposed to be done during the mitzvah of leaning during dalakosos can only be done when you're getting the actual mitzvah of dalakosos. If you're drinking extra now after you already did dalakosos, so there's no kunst to leaning during stam random drinking that you're doing. So if I decide, oh, I forgot to lean when I ate the matzah, so I'll eat another kazayis of matzah. Well, you might as well just eat your meat and lean then. Eat your kugel and lean then. Because the matzah that you eat the rest of the night is no different than your kugel. You already got the mitzvah of matzah. Kivin dekvar yasi dechavas matzah. Ubal korchot the svirle de beikir din achilas matzah nomer din shetzarich lachla behesebav lok moshe chachim divaramim. Must be that the Rush holds from the fact that he says to eat again with a seba. Must be that the Rush holds that the mitzvah of matzah is matzah behesebav. It's part of the mitzvah of matzah. Now says Brisk Rav in the next paragraph. Vinei. Mekardino shel harash, the source of the Rush is the machal kazayis matzah below seba lo yatsa. The Rush is psak that if you ate matzah without a seba, you would say, where does it come from? Who may hold on Rabbi Shimon Levi Hashem shachal kazayis matzah shu mesiv yatsa mash mesiv and lo mesiv lo. It's from Rabbi Shimon Levi's statement that if the waiter eats a kazayis matzah while leaning, he's yotze, implying that if he eats it without leaning, he's not yotze. Ayin shem b'dvarav. So how's the Rambam going to read that Gemara? If you're not leading, you're not Yotzei. Sounds very much like the Rush. You're not Yotzei the Mitzvah Matzah. How's the Rambam going to read it? So we just said before. L'chora, hayev shalomer, the Rabbi Shimon Levi lo mairi klal mi din mitzvah sachilas matzah. Rak mi din mitzvah saseba. The Rambam will say that Rabbi Shimon Levi is not talking about the mitzvah of matzah. If you eat a kazayis of matzah b'haseba, you're Yotzei. Yotzei what? Haseba. And if you eat it without a seba, you know you're not Yotzei? But you are yotzei matzah. Bekamer demach zayis matzah shumesiv kvar yotzei dechavas heseba avshloach al kol echlasu beheseba. Vehinein divrei Rambam shekasev deshar echlasu shtiyasu mesiv reizim shubach v'mlavi nutzarech. That's what the Rambam says. The rest of your eating and drinking that night, it's great to do with a seba, and if not, it's fine too. The fact that he says you yotze sounds like a seba works by other eating that you do that night also. But you don't have to lean except for during the matzah and dalakosos. Avleinu chinami v'lo mari klal midin ha-mitzvah shal achilus matzah. Zizei yotza gam below esei b'kmo shal chakna midivar rab mitzvah. So essentially, famous Briska Rav, you've heard recorded 1,000 times probably. Fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush, where the Briska Rav understands it, the nature of the mitzvah of the seba. Is it part of the mitzvah of matzah, part of the mitzvah of avakosos, or is it independent of these mitzvahs? What's the problem with the Briska Rav? So there are a few issues that one could raise. L'chora, if one is going to paskin that you are not yotzei matzah below a seba, if you forget to lean by matzah, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, that means you're paskining like the Rush, right? And therefore, is there any kunst to lean the rest of the night? Who holds there's a kunst to lean the rest of the night? The Rambam. So if one's going to paskin one way, he's not going to be able to paskin the other way. You paskin yotzei matzah below a seba, you're not yotzei matzah below a seba, you can't hold Arezah Meshubach for the rest of the night. So we're going to see that the Ramah paskins both of those things. And that may lead us into having to figure something else out over here. Guys, Hashem, we'll get to that tomorrow. We'll try to daven mincha now. Hopefully we get 10 Jews.
We're back to the case with it.